We're here with Marina Bakarin. Am I saying that right?
Marina.
Because I've heard four different kinds of pronunciations
for your
really
name.
I
know, it's really hard. You know what? Nathan did this one day on set with a director who couldn't get my name right, and I'm going to do it with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Marina.
Marina.
Like more. Rain. And Bakarin, like saccharin.
Okay.
So Nathan
Marina
does
Marina Bakarin. There
Thanks.
We go. You may know her from her infamous roles in Firefly, Stargate SG-1, and now V.
Yep.
V season 2 is coming up, but I have to ask you something about their airing schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The first four episodes were in November of 2009. Then they finished the rest of the season from March to May of 2010. Now, coming back in November of 2010, with the way television runs nowadays, where you can get canceled after one or two episodes, sometimes the pilot is set to go next week and they pull the plug. Wasn't ABC worried about the sporadic airings, like so long between the first four, the last of the first season, and now don't they think that they might lose the audience because people's attention spans aren't there anymore?
I know, my attention span is nowhere, man. yes, I'm sure it was a concern. I'm sure that they know what they're doing somewhere up there at ABC, but we had a lot of issues with the Olympics coming, the scheduling for that, figuring, you know, we didn't want to compete with that. We didn't want to compete with a few other shows and Christmas and the holidays and all this stuff. So it kind of worked out that that's how the schedule aired. And I mean, the fans were great. We had a super amazing first four episodes, and then we dropped a little because people couldn't find us.
Yeah, that's but, exactly why I'm bringing this up.
But they stuck with the show, which is really great. People did stick with the show, and the network stuck with the show, and we're back, and we're hoping this season we're going to air everything, you know, back to back.
So it'll be a straight run for season
it
two?
It will. I mean, I think we have to take a few weeks off for the holidays. But other than that, it's going to run straight through.
All right, so all right, it'll be more consistent.
Yeah.
The original V went three seasons. You're starting with season two here in November. Are they going to be following sort of the original storylines from the original series, or is it going to be turning into its own kind of monster and going off in a totally different direction?
I think we're pretty much going in a different direction. I mean, it's the same premise, obviously, and we're very, very respectful and thankful for the original show, or we wouldn't be here. We're paying homage to those big moments.
Yeah.
You know, as you saw in the first incarnation. But we want to make a whole new show. I mean, people want to see something else. What's the point of seeing the same thing over and over again? It would be boring. So we're going to just have like a today's version updated, dealing with today's topics.
Okay. Sort of like what they did with Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah,
sort
exactly.
of the same people. They changed some of the stuff around and then went off on their own storyline there. So that's pretty good. What can we expect from well, first of all, are you signed for a season three, or is it just two?
No, I mean, I wish, but in TV, you go season by season. You go episode by episode, basically. I mean, hopefully, when we premiere, we're already into our sixth, so by the time we premiere, we'll be into seventh or eighth.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll just keep going.
So, what can we expect from the upcoming season involving the storylines, and especially from Anna, what can we expect?
You can expect a big, big show. I think the first season, we had to hold back a little bit so we could get people's, you know, interest and curiosity and get them coming back for more. And now the show, I think the last three episodes of last season are more of an indication of what this season is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode has huge stories, reveals, explosions, death, lots of people dying. Nobody is safe in this V universe. So a really, really big show, and it's going to be really exciting.
Well, I'm curious to see, because it seems, based towards the end of the first season, Anna is becoming more affected by human emotion and the way that just humans interact in general. Do any insight as to, do you see her going more towards a more towards a human personality and away from where she came from?
Well, I know that's not where she wants to go.
Okay.
But, you know, she did release the Red Sky early because she felt vengeance. So she has to do a little bit of a cleanup job. And it's interesting to see throughout every episode that she is struggling with it a little bit, and whether or not she's going to regain her self-control over that, and or whether she's going to fold and think maybe this is something that's a good thing. That's what I get to struggle with this season.
Now, you brought up Red Sky there.
Yeah.
Can you give any insight to the listeners as to what Red Sky is?
All I can say is you're going to find out in the first episode.
Oh, right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
So no more like, all right, they teased it, we got to wait till maybe episode four.
No. First two episodes deal with the Red Sky, and you'll find out what Anna's plans are.
Oh, that's perfect.
Pretty cool.
Good.
That's what I'm saying. This season is like, we give you something and we answer the question.
After this wait, you better. Yeah. Also, coming in as your mom, Deanna, is Jane Badler. Is mm-hmm. that how you say her name? From the original series. She played your character.
Mm-hmm.
How is that working with the person who originated that role?
It's really fun, actually. I mean, you know, we're doing a different show, so she doesn't feel like she's coming into her old show.
Yeah.
It must be so surreal for her. We've had some conversations where she's so excited to be doing the V. You know, she said that it's felt like a part of her life that had been somewhat unfinished, and she gets to sort of like come back and do that. And she's playing Anna's mother.
Yeah.
Called Diana, but not the same character that she played before. And it's, you know, it's just that mother-daughter relationship that everybody has.
Yeah.
You know, mothers know how to push your buttons, and that's what she's doing to me on the show.
Now, for the listeners out there who don't know, Deanna was the character that you're playing right now, who was named Anna in this series. Her coming back, her being your mom, and you said it was a really interesting experience working with her. Does some of the old Diana show up in the new Anna?
I guess,
like, sort of to kind of make a bridge between the old and
right.
the new.
I mean, you know, in respect to them being quote-unquote evil,
yeah.
you know, although I shy away from that word because I think it oversimplifies this character. I don't think so. I mean, this really is a different person and a different show. You know, Anna, their needs and the reasons why they're here are different from the original show. It's somewhat similar but different. And Anna, I think, is more nuanced than the Diana before. I mean, there was just pure evil happening in that mm-hmm. original show, which I saw her and I said, "Do you know how much you creeped me out when I was a kid?" And she laughed at that. But I think Anna is just does things in a more manipulative and nuanced way than the old Diana.
Maybe I'm wrong on this, but based on the new series comparing to the old series, Anna seems a bit more complex, more mm-hmm. depth to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sensing the way that she's being affected by human emotions and interaction. Any kind of hint that maybe she's sort of half-bred, like that she might have some human
Ooh,
in her?
I like that idea. We haven't discussed that yet, and it hasn't been hinted at in any of the episodes, but I like the way you think. I mean, I think that there is something to be said about the fact that she's been wearing this human skin for most of her life.
Yeah.
And I think that that has an effect on the Vs.
As you were saying, the older ones were very evil.
Yeah.
Very primitive, very reptilian, you know, because that's what they were. But if she's leaning, if she's showing some signs of, I wouldn't say weakness, but cracks in her character,
right,
could open up that maybe somewhere in the past that she's got some human in her.
Right. I think that's a very...
I know it's a really nerdy thing to ask, but
it's an interesting possibility. I mean, I'm going to go back and ask the writers about it.
So anything else that you want to fill us in as far as season two for V?
Well, there is this hybrid baby that we have, you know, that you saw at the end of the last episode, Ryan and Valerie's baby. And now that Valerie's dead, it's just up to Ryan to take care of this baby. And it's a V baby. I mean, you see at the end that it has a little lizard tail that wraps around his finger. So you get to see a full lizard baby, right? I think in the first, or if not first, then the second
episode. I'm
not
recalling off the top of my head.
In the new.
Oh,
the
okay.
New, yeah, you'll get to see it right away. And Anna, you know, like Anna would, of course, has use for this baby in order to manipulate Ryan.
Okay. Let me just change gears a tiny
yes.
bit off to an older project that you worked on okay. and a personal favorite of mine, Stargate SG-1.
Oh, cool.
Huge fan of that. You played Adria.
Now she's evil.
She was very evil. But again, with her character, too, it seemed towards the end she was discovering some kind of human side to her, mm-hmm. even though because she wasn't supposed to exist.
Mm-hmm.
My problem was that the series ended. Then they did the movie Arc of Truth. There wasn't much of Adria in there, and it never, even though they showed at the end that I guess the Ori ended when they found the Ark, they never explained what happened to her because mm-hmm. she was half and half. Mm-hmm. So any idea what happened to her? They just kind of cut her out.
Yeah, they did. I don't know, actually. It was a question that I asked them, like, where am I coming from? What am I doing here? Are you sure you want me in this movie? Because I don't really know what I'm playing.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, 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 we really need to have our best villains in this movie. So I didn't get much information, and I don't really know much about it, unfortunately.
Because honestly, it just seemed like they threw in for, it was like, you know, the audience is going to want to see her, but there really was no direction for
yeah.
her. Like, she was there, made the appearance, and then
yeah,
who knows what the hell happened to her after
I know.
That. Obviously, another big series of yours, Firefly. If Josh somehow revisits that again, would you be up for that if you're available?
100% yes. I'll do anything that guy does. He's just amazing, great, and such a pleasure to work with.
Because that was a really interesting character.
Yeah, it was
to,
fun.
To play, as they call it, the companion.
Yeah.
In a way that didn't come off seedy, didn't come off that people disrespected.
I love that she was the only one on that ship that did something legal.
Yeah. it was a legal profession in a you know, a society where that's kind of looked down upon and not taken seriously. But to play off a character that had that role but was considered of a higher morality than a lot of the other people on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
It was a wonderful role to play. And I loved the conflict, you know. I love the relationship she had with the priest who actually didn't judge her at all because what she was doing was legal and it was fine for her. And then here comes Mal, you know, who is a thief and a crook and a liar. And, you know, he's standing on this moral high ground with her. So it was just such an awesome dynamic and wonderful show to work on.
With V out right now, you know, obviously you're being recognized for that project. But what would you say are you recognized most for? Like Firefly, SG-1, V? Well, like who comes up to you? What do they recognize you from?
Well, most people on the street are recognizing me more from V because they happen to plaster my face all over the city.
Okay.
But along with that comes, and I really loved you on Firefly. And what's funny is doing the Comic-Con this weekend, everybody is really into V, and the audience turnout was fantastic for our panels.
Very much so, because I couldn't get near anything.
Oh,
so I didn't even. The
I
line
you
was
in.
Too massive, so I was just like, all right, I'll.
I'm so sorry. But, you know, what's funny is I did a little nod, a little shout out to Firefly, and the whole audience erupted in a kind of applause that I didn't hear before for any other show.
You see how many people wear the Jane hats?
I do, and it's just so amazing to me that till this day, you know, 8 years later or however long it's been, people are really, really still into Firefly and, you know, still have brown coat parties and viewing parties and charities for the show. And it's like, it brings tears to my eyes when I see that.
That's one of pretty much the main reason of why I asked you if you would do another project if Josh came around to it, because it doesn't stop. It was there for a short time, then Serenity. But people are still obsessed about it like it's still on the air.
I know. I guess Can't Stop the Signal was literally meant for Firefly.
And it seems to have a bigger, I don't want to say audience, but cult following than some of Josh's other projects like Buffy and Dollhouse and everything. You always see at conventions, stuff like that, guys in brown coats and the Jane
hats. Yeah, I mean, hey, it was a pretty damn good show. And it was cut short. And I think people felt unsatisfied.
Final question for you. If you can't answer it, I understand, but Wasp, new Avengers movie?
I don't know anything about it, and I've heard people are coming up to me and asking me about it, and I was like going online trying to figure it out. I would love to do, like I said, anything Joss did. I think he's phenomenal and amazing, and if I could get his name straight, maybe I'd get the job. I really, really, really would love. Of course, I would never say no to something like that, but it's internet stuff. I don't, you know, I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay, fair enough.
Thanks.
No truth to Wonder Woman either, right?
No, I know. That would be cool too. I mean, I love it that people keep putting me in all these superhero
But that's
rumors.
Great because even, say, like, whether you're discussing these things behind closed doors or not, you know, is your business, but if the fact that people keep bringing you up in suspicion of roles,
it must be a
eventually
good sign.
Some of the movie companies are going to go, well, they keep talking about this person.
Yeah,
we have
hope,
to put her
right?
in.
Somebody sneak this interview to Marvel.
I hope it works out for you. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And one more plug. V season 2 starts when?
November.